Come in to the Author's Corner. Today, Joanna Shoup reads from The Lady Hellion.
It's 1820 England, and my hero, Lord Quint, has suffered head trauma and is now agoraphobic. Since Quint cannot leave his house, Lady Sophie has decided to give him a four-legged companion. The puppy was still struggling to get out of the basket, though the wicker sides were higher than its head. Quint bent down and tilted the basket until the creature was able to tumble out. Quint knew who had delivered the puppy. Sophie could not keep from interfering. Why was she so determined to poke and prod him? The dueling practice, the fencing, and now a dog? He did not have time for this. Every bit of his concentration needed to be in research and experimentation, in finding a way to return to his previous self, the man before the accident. The dog dashed up the steps and rose to stand on its hind legs, oversized front paws resting on Quint's boots. The creature looked absurdly happy. It seemed to want something from him, but Quint had no idea what. "He wants your lordship to pet him," the cook said gently. Quint reached to stroke the eager puppy's head with one finger. Soft. He'd never touched a dog before. His mother hadn't allowed pets. Without warning, the puppy licked Quint's palm. Quint snatched his hand back and shook his head at his own ridiculousness. He wiped his hand on his trousers. I'm author Joanna Shoup.
Reading from The Lady Hellion, published by Zebra. Learn more at authorscorner.org.